Be not incredulous, but believing, Thomas answered, and saith to him, My Lord and my God. Today is the Sunday after Easter, which is known as Dominica in Albis, or the Sunday in White. It is called this because in the ancient church, the new converts who were baptized on Easter would wear their white baptismal garments all week long, and it would only be today that they'd actually remove them. And just because they took the garments off did not mean that they were free to do whatever they wanted to. Now they had to remember that their garment was interior. Their soul had a white garment. Their soul was purified by their baptism. We too have a white garment for our soul. We received it at our baptism, whether we received baptism as adults, as converts, or if we were baptized as children because we were born to Catholic parents, we all had our white garments put on us. Our soul was cleansed of all sin. Yet, how often do we treat that white garment, that is our soul, with very little regard to its cleanliness? How often do we treat it as a rag or play clothes or something of that like, where we get dirt and filth, the filth of sin, all over it and stain it? We need to remember that our soul is that white garment and keep it clean at all times. We remember on Sundays we wear our best for Sunday, and we don't go rolling around the muck in our suits or our dresses. That's how we should even more so view our souls. However, we too often will sit there when temptations come and go, well, I can give into this temptation now because it makes me feel good, and I'll just go to confession a little later on and everything will be okay. We treat confession as if it was a revolving door. We treat it in a way that we just come in one day, go out, and come right back in again, because we give in too easily to temptations. That's not what confession's there for. Confession's there for when we fall, to catch us, to help us back onto the right path, to cleanse us of our sins, but not to give us an excuse to continue to sin. If we think like this, then where is our love of God? It is He whom we offend. If we really love God as we should, we wouldn't sin. This idea of that baptismal purity reminds me of a story of Father Pierre-Jean de Smet. Father de Smet was a Belgian-born Jesuit who came to the United States in the 1800s. And he went to the western half of the United States to convert the Indians. You know, the Jesuits had come much earlier to the east to convert them, but west of the Mississippi was much in need of conversion. In fact, it was largely unexplored by the East. And so Father de Smet went out there and converted, you know, hundreds and thousands of Indians by his hard work and preaching. And one tribe that he went to, this he converted essentially pretty much the entire tribe. And this one chief that everybody had known became very pious, and everybody knew him to be very pious and truthful. So one Holy Week, Father de Smet was preaching to the Indians, and he said to them, every year we have to make at least our one confession a year, and if you haven't gone throughout the year, Holy Week, this is the best time for you to come. It's the spirit of Holy Week. We remember our sins. We remember our sins caused the passion and the death of our Lord. So now is the time, if you have not already gone, to go to confession. And this chief, after the sermon, came up to Father de Smet and said to him, What happens if I have not sinned since last Easter when I was baptized? And Father De Smet said to him, well, we all have times where we fall. We all have even small faults that we commit and offend our Lord. So these little things we can confess too. And the Indian chief looked at him, and with all sincerity and truthfulness, looked him in the eyes and said, well, Father, after receiving such a beautiful gift as baptism, how could I ever offend our Lord ever again? What a wonderful sentiment. We need to be like the Indian chief. We need to cherish our own souls, the purity of our soul. However, like St. Thomas, our faith is very weak. And this is why we fall. If we really believed that every time we sin, we offend our Lord, it's like slapping him in the face. If we really, we know that, but if we believed it in our hearts, we would never sin. We know that when we sin, we put our souls at risk of being lost forever, but if we really believed it, we wouldn't sin anymore. We have our Lord present right here in the tabernacle every day, all day. We know this. We have our Lord come down upon the altar at every Mass, and we can receive him every day. We know this. But if we believe these things, we would be here more often. We say we believe he is present, but do we come enough? Do we come to just even say hello, to spend 15 minutes with him? It's from coming to Mass, it's from visiting our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, it's from receiving the sacraments as often as possible that we gain the very graces that we'll need to later on turn away from temptations that come upon us, to turn away from the sins that soil our white garment. Those graces are here. They come from our Lord. We need to view this as the solution that will bring us to our own salvation. Loving our Lord, believing in him, coming to the sacraments, come to Mass as often as we can. And when we come to make a visit to our Lord, we should come in that very same spirit that St. Thomas had. When he saw our risen Lord, when he saw him stand before him, he knew that his faith had been weak before at that moment. But what did St. Thomas do? The same thing we should do when we come here. He fell to his knees. Fall on your knees. Proclaim from the depths of your heart your faith and love and adoration of our Lord. And in those same few words that St. Thomas said, say yourselves in your hearts. Those few words which summed up so much. My Lord and my God. May God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.